Mark Comstock and John Roberts with you here. It's a Thursday morning, just about 8:10. And as you know, if you're a regular listener, that is when we do the LISD Athlete of the Week. And we are joined in studio with this week's selection from Tecumseh High School girls basketball, Ashlyn Moorhead. Ashlyn, welcome inside the cave.
Thank you for having me.
Obviously, a great season for the Indians so far, and I know you want to keep that going. But you had a nice career milestone recently, breaking the school record for assists. And what was that like? Did you know going in that you were close? Going into the game where you did it, did you know you were close to breaking that record?
Yeah, so I knew at the beginning of my senior year, mm-hmm. I was pretty close. But then once we got down to, like, I think it was versus Adrian, and then I knew that I was, like, either 10 away.
But okay. Then,
so I knew I'd get it next game against Jackson.
Okay.
So. Well, she knew and everybody knew, and we tried to get it done at home. I think you ended up being one short.
Yeah, it was two.
Yeah, one or two short, and we knew the next couple of games were
sure.
on the road.
Yeah.
But so it was going to get broken. It was just a matter of whether it was going to get done at home or away, and just didn't work out that way.
Well, the important thing is you did get it done, and so your name's going to be up there on the record board, which is a great accomplishment for you. And what I like about it is it's the assist record, so that means you're helping your teammates be successful, which, you know, when you're a point guard, that's a big part of what you do. But you also have shown, you know, following your career a little bit these last 4 years, you've shown the ability to score when needed as well. And I think, that makes you a player that's probably pretty tough to defend most nights.
Yeah, I know that I can pass the ball, but I also, like, if my team needs it, I'm going to put the ball in the basket.
Yeah,
and just
you're capable of scoring. Yeah.
Well, I think I got the stat sheet the other day. I'm not sure she isn't our leading three-point shooter percentage-wise, and maybe as many made three-pointers as anybody on our team. So along with the assist record, and a little bit about the assist record, it stood for, what, 28, 20 some years. That's a long time. Ashlyn, how many years have you started now for Tecumseh girls basketball?
4 years.
All 4 years. Yeah. So you're talking about 100. You've played in probably close to 100 games.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
That's a pretty strong career, and of course that allows you to have chances at those kind of records. But you still, it's got to be done. I happen to be a little more of, and I'm going to do this selfishly, I guess. I'm on the defensive side of the ball. Ashlyn has really become a really good defender.
Mm.
I mean, she leads our team in taking charges. Had two the other night. Way more than any of our other girls this year. Not that there isn't some attempts to get them, but she's really become a very good defender on a good defensive team. So she's worked real hard at it in practice, and I think she's taken kind of a liking to being a better defender.
Well, and I think the better you are defensively, you get more takeaways, and that gives you a chance to get more assists, hit some more three-pointers, and help your team at both ends of the floor. And I think, you know, anytime you've got a player or a group of players, which I think you girls are, you know, you're willing to do that work at both ends of the floor. And I think that's a huge reason why you've been successful, not just this year, but in your career as well. To go through the SEC White and do it in an undefeated fashion is a nice accomplishment. But I think what I'm most impressed with as someone who's followed your season this year is the schedule you girls have played. And to only, you know, to get to this point in the season with only one loss, I think is a real testament to how well you girls play together and the ability level that you possess and the hard work that you've put in.
Yeah, we knew that, like, scheduling a tough schedule, if we want to be the best team, we got to play the best teams in the state. So.
Yeah, and you girls have certainly done that. I think there's, wherever this ride ends, You know, whether it's at the Breslin Center, you know, and I know that's the goal is to get to the Breslin. You girls were pretty close last year. And, you know, I'm sure since not too long after that last game of last season, you kind of set a goal, you and your teammates set a goal of we're going to go farther next year. And, you know, to get to the Breslin Center, I think would probably be the ultimate accomplishment for this group.
Yeah, for sure. We definitely have been working since the summer to get to the Breslin because that the game against FGR, we knew it'd be like a tough one.
Mm-hmm.
And it just was like upsetting to see it end there, like sure. one game short to the Breslin. So I think that's just been on our minds and been motivating us
sure.
to try to get to the Breslin.
Well, and of course they go on and win the state title last year, if I'm correct.
No, they lost,
it lost in the state finals.
Did Edison?
Yeah, that's Edison right. They won. Lost to Edison in the state finals. Thank you. You know, but to see them make it to that final game and know that you were that close, you know, again, probably has served as a big motivator for you and your teammates.
Well, tell us, John, just mentioned. Tell us a little bit about some of your teammates. I know you're gonna go out with four seniors this year, but tell us a little bit about some of the teammates that you've been playing with for the last 2-3 years.
So we have Allie Zajac, which she just came back from a foot injury, but she's a great scorer and a great leader. And then we have Addie Zajac, which she's a post player, which she's really strong and tough to guard in the post. Then we have Michaela Schlorf and Chloe Bollinger, which are both other guards with me. They're very great defenders, great scorers. And then we have Maddie Van Black, Lauren Kilbarger, and Faith Wiedike, and they all come in, bring the defensive intensity, and can put the ball in the basket.
Well, we're a little thin on numbers. It makes it difficult in practice. We have a mishmash sometimes of trying to get 10 out there, which is the goal.
I know you don't get out there and run up
no,
and down
I
the
don't,
floor.
No, I don't. But the other coaches do.
Sure.
We got a lot of them that do. Now, with my two surgical hips, I'm not playing that game anymore. But Ashlyn obviously plays the point guard. It's like being a quarterback. There's a lot of responsibility, and you got to initiate the offense. Lots of times you either have to initiate the defense. But tell us a little bit about that position.
Being a point guard, I have to be like a facilitator, making sure everybody's in the right spot and everyone's on the same page. And yeah.
Well, and it's not just getting the ball to them. It's like you said, you need to be on the wing there, or you need to be in the post, or, you know, high post, low post. So yeah, it's a lot. You're, you know, conducting the orchestra, so to speak. You know, you've got to be able to do that. We're going to take a quick time out here and we'll be right back after this message from the LISD.
Unlock a world of opportunity with the Lenawee Intermediate School District's Japanese Exchange Program. This unique program invites current 6th and 7th grade students from Lenawee County to host Japanese students from Moriyama, and in return, travel to Japan themselves, experience vibrant Japanese culture, create lifelong friendships, and broaden your horizons. Applications are open until April 30th. Don't miss out on this unforgettable journey. For more information, visit lisd.us today.
All right, and we are back. Thank you to the LISD once again for sponsoring our Athlete of the Week, and we are in studio with our Athlete of the Week this week, Ashlyn Moorhead, senior point guard of the Tecumseh Indians girls basketball team. Ashlyn, you're headed to Adrian College next year to play. You've made that decision, and I know I've been able to see you at a couple games checking out the team and your future teammates. And what kind of led you to finally choose Adrian College?
Coach Miller was a huge factor in my decision. I think he's doing a great job setting like the standard and how he wants the program to like become. And I think he's doing a great job like impacting the program the first year, and the offensive play style I think is similar to like how I play, because they run the same like offensive like motion that we just put in this year, so I think it will be very helpful that I'm comfortable with the offense.
Okay.
Well, Ashlyn, tell me, senior night's going to be Friday night. Will that be a little emotional for you think, or you think, because we've got quite a bit of basketball still left. It won't hit you till it's truly over. But senior night is kind of a special night when you start really thinking about the sacrifices that your parents have made, and you know all the things that are coming to an end sooner or later. So, any thoughts on that?
Definitely will be emotional. I've been playing for Tecumseh for 4 years, and it's just like crazy to see how time has like flown by, and yeah.
Well, we're hoping that we're going to be in the regional, so it may not be, although we have a game Tuesday, kind of a filler game, it may not be the last time you play at home, but it's getting down there. So, you've been a great young lady to coach, very receptive to probably a change. I mean, I wish you well. And excited to see how we can wrap this thing up this year.
Thank you.
And that I had thought of that. Your senior night, you're hoping, I'm thinking you got a pretty strong chance after senior night to maybe play a game or two at Tecumseh again because the regionals will be held there. So, and I'm sure that's been a goal too, is get to those regionals, win regionals on your home floor and keep going in the tournament. So as Coach said, it's been great to have you in, and I know we look forward to watching you continue to play locally at Adrian College the next 4 years. So once again, Ashlyn Moorhead, our LISD Athlete of the Week for this week. And best of luck. Keep it going. And we look forward to hopefully a long playoff run for you and the Indians.
Thank you.